Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Are we doing a dance to the right?
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
To the left.
Oh, crap.
Nice. Back to the right.
Easy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Hash Up Mashup, the only show that'll give you the truth of what's going on in the world of American Idol. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Idol Recap. Season 15, Hollywood Round 4, and of course tonight's Showcase Number 1. I am your host, JC Rubio. You can find me on jcrubiotv.com, all over the internet. But let us introduce our wonderful panel of hosts, starting with the ridiculously lovely girl in the gray.
Yeah, because I look like a little girl today. Hey everyone, it's Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. I'm rocking my Avalon look today.
Hey!
Oh, natural.
Was that 619?
Let's be honest.
With that said, man in peach, would you care to introduce yourself to the panel?
Let's be honest.
I'm Jason Eichler. You can find me everywhere at Jason Eichler. You got it?
I just got it.
And I gotta say, this season alone, she has been kicking the truth like nobody else. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Violet Kanyon. Give it up!
Hey, what's up, y'all? You can follow me everywhere at Violet Kanyon.
All right, and of course, run the ones and twos. Ready with the music? Does it come up now? Is it for...
No.
No.
Okay,
this song is a slow...
It just keeps going and going.
So the wizard behind it all, Zach, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the engineer of the show.
Yay!
That's all you need to know. I will not be singing.
Oh, come on!
Oh.
I'm trying to stretch it out so we get to the chorus. We can hear you sing.
Keep on turning. Everyone's probably turned off if they're listening by now.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So before we run out of show, one last shout out, and that is to our wonderful chat roll. Everyone that's listening, chime in, let us know what you think, and of course, tweet us. Let us know what you think about tonight's show. So, are we ready?
Kinda.
Okay. What are your thoughts on tonight's showcase?
I'm kind of annoyed.
No.
What's new?
Why? What's up, Violet?
I just thought they'd kick at least one person off. I mean, it was kind of a waste of a show. And I didn't get to see Dalton, so.
Really? So you're just about just cut and run?
We saw some really good people, though, so.
Well, we were watching the performances. They do a couple more performances tomorrow, and then they eliminate
five.
Actually, they go down to seven.
Yes, for this week. Let's break it down in case people are just...
eliminate five.
Do you know there's actually people that just watch our after show instead of
watching
the show itself?
I know, and we appreciate you all for that.
We do. And
thank you for tuning in.
Let's break it down. Okay, they're changing up. We have a top 24, and what they're doing this week, they're taking 12 of the competitors, and they're going to whittle them down to seven tomorrow night, but it's going to be two rounds. Tonight was a round of solos, and tomorrow they'll be joined with Idol alumni from Ruben Studdard, Fantasia, Nick Fradiani, Scotty McCreery, and Lauren Elenia. So, kind of a cool wrinkle. I dig it. How'd you guys like this format?
It's pretty cool. I love that they did it at the Viviana.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Even though they didn't cut anyone. You'll forgive that.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll cut on tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll get your cuts tomorrow. We'll do our cuts our own for predictions.
Oh, I guess that works then. Okay. I'm happy.
We finally get to predict something.
People
Yay.
Still get to be eliminated.
Yay!
All right, so let's get in there with our very first contestant, Miss Stephanie Negrete, who sang Mama Knows Best by Jesse... What? Violet? I mean, Violet. Steph, what's wrong?
You're shaking. I know, because I was saying no. That's why you said Violet. No, you know, I like her. I don't like her in a nice way. For the sake of the show, I don't like her. I don't know. Wow. Sorry, because I was just going to say, I don't want to sound super mean, but she, the voice is there, and I understand what they said, like, oh, you're pretty, and, you know, you're cute, and, you know, you have the stage, but she wasn't connecting. I was bored of her performance.
I think I get that, though, because she has a really good voice, she's really pretty, and she has pretty good stage presence. But when you combine all the three, she, like, doesn't make a star.
Exactly.
Something's
yeah.
missing.
Something is definitely
And I
missing.
Felt like even though I, like, she owned the stage, like, I was just, like, wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more, or could it be the, well, she picked the song, could it be maybe a different song?
I just don't think she's a star. I think she's a good singer, but I don't think she's going to be the next American Idol and be a successful artist.
Yeah, and she keeps choosing these, like, gnarly songs. Like, Jessie J, you might think you have that voice. You don't. Sorry, Steph.
No. Okay, Violet, now chime in on this, because do you think it's... I think the women are so strong this year that if you are not an A-plus singer, even tonight, you're going home. And you'll talk about that later.
That's definitely true, but I think she is one of the stronger voices. They're absolutely right. The judges are on point. You guys are right too. She has an amazing voice, I think. I think she's gorgeous. She has a stage presence, but something is missing. There's something where you watch her, you're like, wait, she has all these things. Why am I not going crazy for her?
Because she just looks like your typical, you know, pretty girl out on the town.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you break it down further? It's basically all the judges said that there wasn't a connection.
They maybe it was like basicness.
Yeah. Damn, totally. I wish I didn't say yes so quickly, but yeah.
We'll let that
go. Yeah, that was it. That was it. It was, you know, it's
too basic.
It's a little bit basic.
All right. Chat Roll agrees with you all. I mean, we've got Jobo. Surprised she survived Hollywood Week.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, you know.
Really?
What about,
ditto.
Okay, let's sprinkle in something of Thursday since we don't really get to cover it. What about Jessica Brahl? Should she have...
Yes.
She did make it.
Jessica Brahl was amazing.
She got cut last Thursday, so she didn't make it.
Oh, I'm thinking of Jen Blossel.
Which we'll see
tomorrow. I can't think of Jessica Brahl.
She's
a ginger?
Cabral.
No, she had the...
Latin,
shorter. She had the ombre.
Great
short
voice.
Hair.
Never made a mistake, but...
Oh, yeah. That surprised me. Mm-hmm. She didn't make it, because she deserved it over Stephanie.
Yeah, especially over Stephanie, but I do feel
but
like
I think
she
they
was
saw
also
the,
lacking something.
She was lacking something also. Okay. They just recognized that sooner than Steph.
Steph
was lucky that she might have been a little bit cuter, and that's it.
So does our next person have it all?
Yeah.
Mackenzie Borg.
Apparently, because he's not the greatest, but there's something about him that I like.
Yeah, he has a really pretty voice, and I think he's got a lot of control over it. Am I sweating?
No, your face looks great. Your skin.
Thank you. He's got a lot of control over his voice. He doesn't have the best voice in the competition, but at least he knows how to use it. Again, I don't look at him and think, like, oh, you're the next American Idol, because we've had so many of him win American Idol, and we need something different. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy he's in the competition. I think he deserves top 10.
He's super WGWG. Like, to the extreme, he's like a mini Chris Allen. He's just... We've seen it like 12 times.
Yeah.
Now,
but he's still entertaining for the rest of the time. Go ahead.
No, the little girls are going to love him. And he was on The Voice. And from what I've heard, yes, he was. And from what I've heard, he's gotten a lot better. And between he and Thomas Stringfellow, who we'll get to later, I mean, who do you pick? Because I think they're somewhat similar.
Mackenzie's more polished. And obviously, he has more experience under his belt.
But I think Thomas has a better voice.
We'll save it. It was a bit of a tease. I'm sorry I led you astray, guys. So.
Oh, I'm hungry.
And Mackenzie bores me. Sorry.
Okay.
Can I?
His last name?
I know, right? It's perfect. Borg,
you guys are
something?
So tense. I denote a little, like, hangry. There's, like, a hangriness going on.
There's always a little bit of hangriness. But you're in luck if that's the case for you, because Blue Apron is here to save the day.
Who?
Blue Apron.
Nice.
Not only do you feel like you know your way around the kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again. But where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less.
That's it.
Wow. No overwhelming trips to the grocery store, no sad takeout. No matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like roast chicken supremes with mashed potatoes, gravy, maple glazed carrots. For the heartier eaters, there's a steak sandwich with caramelized onions, garlic aioli, and a honey roasted
parsnip.
I'm hungry.
And then last but not least, we have charred broccoli over creamy polenta with poached eggs right in your own kitchen. Cook with ingredients that you've never used before, like watermelon radishes, farro, and purple potatoes. And recipes are between 500 to 700 calories per portion.
That's
so
amazing.
You don't have to worry too much about your weight or your calorie intake.
We're counting calories. I know I am.
Exactly. Delicious and good for you. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. That's blueapron.com/podcast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I Yay. Want some Blue Apron next week on next week's show.
Okay. I'm like, yeah.
I'm going to
like,
sign us
some
up.
Blue Apron in.
Perfect.
And we'll have some food live.
Awesome.
Well, maybe before we go on, that'd be kind of weird.
I was so soothed by your voice.
I know.
I know. That was beautiful.
That was so sexy.
I was a really good popcorn reader in grade school.
Very well said. Well, speaking of homeschool, let's move on to Rose Mitchell. What's the oh God? Like, oh God, yes or oh God?
Can I start? Okay, last week I was really impressed. I'm like scared to say it out loud, but I was really, really impressed with her performance. She did Ring of Fire, right?
I believe so, yeah.
It was really good, and I think I was like doing something, and then I heard it, and I was like, wait, whoa.
I thought her Benjamin Franklin performance this week was a little bit better.
Stephanie Georgie, how could you?
Nice.
That was good.
Or should I say Captain Hook? Because that's really
good.
Oh, yes.
Her Captain Hook performance was perfect with the heart.
Here's the thing. She is not a good singer. She shouldn't be on American Idol, a singing competition show, when she's not a good singer. Tonight was the first night I could hear her maybe go down like a Jewel or Alanis route, but it was like at 20% when it should be at 100%. And take away an instrument, and you would literally say, why the hell is this girl on the show?
But last week, she didn't have an instrument, and she was really good.
And I said, why the hell is this girl on the show?
She wasn't that great, but she just has a lot of passion that exudes during her performances in a different way that it doesn't for other artists. Like, for instance, her against Stephanie, even though Stephanie has the voice and the looks, I would rather watch Genevieve or whatever.
Yeah, but I would rather watch her, but not in a nice way.
But the thing I feel like with her when...
I thought the Captain Hook outfit was perfect.
It kind of was. It really suited her.
I'm kidding. Sorry. But that's what you look like.
All right. With that said...
I wanted to say that when she sings...
Hold up.
Wait. I have an actual critique. When she sings, she does like this whispery thing with some of the words. And it's like she's speaking it instead of singing it. Yeah. So I feel like that's why we kind of... Especially... We all thought in the beginning she can't sing. Even J-Lo thought she can't sing.
Yeah.
But now she's... kind of singing the songs more, especially in the chorus when she sang Angel of Mine. So.
Did they not have a stylist tonight?
I hope they didn't.
Because there were so many people, Genevieve included, who I was thinking...
They were all wearing their own choice of outfits.
Why in the hell would you go on national television
looking
like that?
They probably helped them take something, but I'm sure it was their own outfit.
Yeah, because Emily Brooke, I can tell, has been wearing... You can tell she bought like the exact same wardrobe for the entire season.
Like, we know Idol has budget cuts, but please, somebody...
Her drumstick with style she's going for.
I was like, she already wore that. Yeah.
BlueApron.com/podcast. We need food ASAP.
Yes,
we
got to
cure the hangries. Okay, all right. With that said,
Jenna.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Genevieve. It wasn't that bad. I actually thought it was pretty good.
It wasn't.
No, I just see the look on Jason's face.
It was laughable.
It wasn't the worst of the night.
Her costume was nuts.
Where did she find these things?
I don't know, like a dead vampire story.
Oh my God.
No, okay. But
her
it
mom
is.
Sews it.
I know for a fact Brad Pitt wore that in an interview with the vampire. I'm kidding.
What is that?
That might be Blue Apron letting us know that our food is on the way.
Yay!
With that said, all I know is that, okay, maybe she needs to lose the harp. I know J-Lo was harping on it. I'll be here all week. Yeah, no, it's true. No, okay.
We can do it, but we can't because we're just mean.
What?
Right?
How was I mean by the harp? There was, lose the
no,
harp.
You're right.
She needs to lose the harp and the competition.
But she's cute. It's not like she's unliked, so I feel like I would make fun of her in person, too. I would be like, girl, you better take that outfit off before you get on stage.
I know.
Why did anyone do that to her?
Right?
Well, Steph, you know, we will be there later this season, so we might just get her in the show so we can talk.
I hope not.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
This is going to be bad if some of these people are in the top, because...
Really? All right. Well, then let's move... Okay. Gina Renee.
Oh my God, this song is like everything right now. It's literally everything. My church.
Did she do it justice?
Beautiful choice.
No, she didn't.
I liked it. I love her voice, and I'm glad we have an actual country person. Sorry, on the show. I really like her.
Two notes.
No, I like
Firstly,
her more than
this
the
is others. Another person I wrote down. Did she dress herself?
Oh, that was really bad.
Because her outfit was so distracting.
I wish she wore a different outfit.
Oh, okay, good. Secondly, she has absolutely no phrasing.
Be nicer.
All of
in her voice. There was no phrasing. It was just like her shouting. I felt like if I was drunk and singing karaoke, I would have been like, you go,
really?
Girl.
And number, what number were you on? I'm going to go, I want to do the next number of one.
Oh, that was number two.
Okay, number three. She sings like this the whole time, and sometimes it's not always good.
Yeah, but you know when you're drunk really? And that sounds really good?
Yeah, that's hot.
Whatever, I liked her.
I wrote the word sheep.
Oh. I didn't write that or say that, but...
Okay, I'm not going to go that hard. It's just like what I said.
Women, it's the belting.
I think the women are going to... It's going to be tough for women this season because they're all... A lot of them are giving you A performances, and if you have an A minus, a B night...
See ya.
And that's going to come up with someone who I'm going to eat my words here coming up in a bit.
Again, she wasn't the worst of the night, so...
Okay, yeah. That's what I just... I don't think it was an A performance.
Emily Brooke?
No.
Okay, we're here's talking the about thing, though. She wasn't the worst of the night, but she was the most forgettable of the night.
Oh, really? Sure.
And that can
maybe
be worse
if she
times.
Didn't sing one of my favorite songs right yeah, now, I would have forgotten her.
I didn't remember her before
you're right.
tonight.
Had she worn a better costume, we would have remembered her.
Damn right, we would have.
Because that was a costume.
No, my joke was still good on the other.
Okay, stop it, you two mean kids. Good Lord. Let's move on to someone we all maybe like or dislike. I don't know. James the Eighth.
I can't tell with that guy. I think he's the same. He has the same voice problems that Jenna Renee did.
Yeah, the only reason I like him is because Clark Beckham was tweeting about him, and I respect his opinion. But I thought he looked super nervous, and I thought he kind of sang the song at the same level the whole time, and there was no connection there.
I formulate my own thoughts, and I don't go after the thoughts of other tweets, but...
I'm just well-informed.
Right. Anyways. No, I don't know. I think there's something missing. I want something more from him also. And the fact that they said that they made his song so... I think he was also catering to himself.
Violet, do you...
I'm shocked by you guys' opinion. I'm shocked by the judges' opinion. Like, when they said, I was like, seriously? Because what I wrote down was he's intriguing. I'm interested. I'm listening. Right. Doesn't hurt that he's really cute. I don't know. I find him really, really charming and adorable. Not like, oh, he's so hot, but he's really, really adorable.
He's kind of cute, yeah.
And I like watching him sing, and I like listening to him, and I loved what he did with the song, and I liked where his voice was. I don't think we've seen him too much this entire competition, so I don't know what else he can do, but I feel like he can do more. This was just, I don't know, I really liked it.
Do you think he's going to sound the same?
I think she hit it on the head at the very end. I don't know if we've seen enough of him to care. And that can be ultimately his downfall because I don't think he's right for Idol. I'm just going to be honest. Yeah.
And I don't think the judges
are. He's not going to be the American Idol.
No. And it's no offense to him. I think he's 100% a musician. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He even put in a George Benson lick on the guitar that if you're a jazz person, you'll know who I'm talking about. So he knows what he's doing. But I don't know if Idol's the right vehicle for him. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we don't see enough. So it's kind of letting me know. I think his run may be coming close to an end.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if he left the competition, but... I really like you, James.
All right, so...
The Eighth.
Someone that we need to talk about who won you over, Violet. I don't know
only
if
only for 1 week.
Oh, for 1 week? Oh. Mm. Take it away with Sana Gavade.
She's safe, and she's... I don't know.
She likes to smell sheet music.
She's too technical. I feel like there's no emotion, there's no feeling, there's nothing behind her. She probably doesn't even hear what lyrics she's singing. She's probably like, this is how I'm supposed to sing... Well, not like that, and then she just does that and does it beautifully. But then what else is there?
I 100% agree with you, actually. And I've been on Team Sonica, but I feel like this is one of my favorite songs. And Taylor Swift sings it so well because she's like feels it when she sings it, and there was absolutely no feeling there.
She does what she said she did with the music sheet. She plays the piano by sound, not by reading the sheet. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a difference in that. Like if you couldn't read music, you couldn't really like. Play the way you're supposed to rather than just you know, kind of
yeah, because
sound
if
it out.
You're just listening, it's pretty.
Right, but
learn it's like, you want to feel it, especially with a song like that that's that, like, powerful. Like, you need to be sad. You need to make us, you know.
I wish they asked her, what is the song about? She probably would have no idea.
And she wore, like...
She looked like a Disney princess. Come
well, I'm
on.
Saying, but I didn't like... The setup was very, like, opera-like. Like a grand performance.
Yeah. Well, the Viviana, it lends itself to that.
Right.
That's but it's itself. American Idol.
Right, yeah. And she was expected to do just that. Because she hasn't moved yet.
But now I'm listening to your critiques, and I do actually... I agree with a lot of what you're saying. The trouble is, America's not voting. And if you listen to their critiques... Keith didn't even take notes. That's how he's moved by her.
Right.
So I definitely think she's going to be safe. They love her voice so much.
Worried. Because her high notes are just incredible. She sounds so clear and clean.
They said it twice. The second week in a row, they've been saying it. You need more feeling.
Yeah. Right. She doesn't have feeling tomorrow. She might be in danger.
Oh, okay. They're singing again?
Yeah, tomorrow they sing the duet.
Right.
But I agree because I don't think she's gotten any better in that aspect. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. It's the same.
She hasn't, not at all, not even a little bit.
Ooh, I've got a fun little wrinkle to our predictions. You guys made me think of it. It's going to be really cute with the duets. We got to predict who they're going to sing with.
I think we kind of saw clips.
Okay. Next. Fine. It's not like our next contestant, Gianna, not a serial killer, Isabella, singing I Put a Spell on You.
Can I say that this is the first time... I'm speaking... This is the first time I actually really liked her. I love her personality. She's like, what, 15, 16? She looks it. She acts it. She's not trying to be like this sexed up thing. And I really, really like her voice. And I need them to stop mentioning her mom.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I agree. This is the first time I thought she seemed current, which is weird because she sang a throwback song. Yeah. But I thought like Alessia Cara or somebody down that line, if she... works on the vocals a little bit because I thought it got kind of shouty toward the end.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
But it started out really pretty, and I think she could be somebody that has a big moment in the show because she's good, but she's not there. But I feel like she has the potential to be there soon.
She has the most like growth that we can see
in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to read what
the so much conviction
fans are saying. They were saying, this is by Netsu, says the judges were being too biased, especially with Gianna.
Because I think I agree with the chat roll. As much as this was the first time I kind of liked her in the beginning, towards the end of her performance, that was a basic performance. That was very...
What about it made it basic for you?
Her notes, she didn't get into it the way that it is. And like, if you think about I Put a Spell on You, I mean, honestly, my head kind of goes to Hocus Pocus, but it's that type of a feel. Think about I Put a Spell on You. She sang it too young and too...
Okay.
She didn't connect to the song. I'm like, she didn't give the song justice.
I agree with that. Do you think she has potential to get better?
Maybe. I think that's kind of where she's going to be. I think her potential will come with more like experience, but she seems very sheltered and only sees what her mother showed her and or what her mother lived through.
Steph, would it help her? Let's say she's really young. Maybe she hasn't experienced that yet so that you would feel that in the words, even though it's I'm going to put a spell on you, but she has to have that gravity to have been there. You said she was young.
Right.
So having that life experience to put into the songs for a connection.
I don't think that that's necessarily...
Oh, okay.
I don't think that you need that. I'm going to go ahead and cross-reference a different show, but there's two people, Sawyer Fredericks and Corinne Hawthorne, whom were both very young, 15, 16, and the way that they were able to connect with songs, Corinne sang one that was called Make It Rain, till this day, was one of the best versions of that song that I ever heard. And then Sawyer Frederick would sing these old folk songs that you had to be like a hard-working Southern man to kind of really know what those songs were, but he still delivered them perfectly. She sings as if she's like at a sixth grade talent show.
Well, and that's what they teach you like in music school and stuff. Like if you haven't been through something that bad, what makes you sad? You didn't get ice cream today? Think about not getting ice cream today when you're singing your song. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, but I don't think she did that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Like she could have still done the song justice. She just needs to learn how to emote.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are saying exactly, Stephanie. They're like, yeah, wow. All right, Steffi. All right. Here, and one last question. What does it mean to have a privileged voice?
I have no idea.
Privileged voice?
That was J-Lo's like little quip. Her little...
I think she means
I think
born
she meant her
with
mom.
A big voice.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
I was trying to figure that one out.
Maybe but that.
I think she was talking about, like, yeah.
We're moving rather quickly because there's a reason why. I want to spend a few minutes, maybe 2 to 3 minutes, and give Violet her just due. We have been... No, I'm not going to speak for you guys, but... I made a prediction last week that Final Two was going to, in final two or three, was going to be Emily Brooke, Tristan, and no. Yes.
Oh wow.
And I said us and no I forgot the other guy, but
Mackenzie.
I don't know what to say here. What happened so tonight bad. To Emily Brooke? I'm sad.
I'm happy.
I did not expect her to
be so bad.
Well, no. I'm sorry. I meant to say it's not like I was rooting for her to be bad. I would have accepted any great performance from her, regardless of us saying that I don't really care for her. But tonight, I like looked at Jason. We're like, oh, whoa,
yeah. What happened?
Up. Like it wasn't even like she messed up.
Well, I think she's been singing songs that are in her wheelhouse, but when you think Cassidy Pope, you don't necessarily think she has a rangy voice, but she actually does. Mm-hmm. It's just not like a big rangy voice. And so the song was way too low for her.
Yeah.
And then I think she was off because she was singing it so low and it made her pitchy for the rest of the song. I think there was one good note. The whole song.
I mean, I'm not going to say that she's a bad performer. I'm going to say that this was a bad performance. She messed up and it was unfortunate.
But what worries me a little bit is, do you think she knew it was a bad performance?
No.
For a second, almost
did
she didn't, right?
Did you see how confident she seemed?
Again, like, because she has to have that balance. I think that Keith said the right thing, but in regards to LaPortia, that sometimes when people tell you that you're good, that you're good, that you're good, you're conscious of what you're doing, and so then it kind of makes you
think
do
you're
too
good
much.
When you're doing a bad performance.
But, or you do too much because you're trying to give them what they're expecting, mm-hmm. and I think that she kind of thought that. I mean, down to her look at everything, she's doing what the wardrobe department is going to do to them later.
She's now. Too confident. She's too confident for where she is in her experience, and she's too confident for where she is in her talent. I think tonight we saw she's like a one-trick pony. She could do like the kind of yodeling, kind of the Leanne Rimes thing. Not as good, definitely not. But when you give her something with some meat in it, she's like all over the place. That was horrific. That was like me on stage singing. Like, what the heck was that?
But I think that was this was just a bad choice of song.
Yeah, because that means
she doesn't have very much range. She could only do one, like.
That's not true, because we can say the exact same thing about Dalton.
It's kind of interesting, though. Yeah, I agree with that, actually. It's kind of interesting, though, because the type of country singer that we say she is. Because we always say Maddie and Tay, Ray Lynn. Like, I would loop Cassidy Pope in with those girls. So it was strange to me that this song didn't work out for her. Mm-hmm. But I think it might have just been, like, a range thing. But also, it's so weird to me that she couldn't hear. I'm just making this assuming what I saw.
Because
but
why
it
didn't seems she get like better, she, right?
It seems like she couldn't hear what she was doing wrong, which, like, scares me more.
Yeah, I don't think so also. Because I kept thinking, in the beginning, I was like, oh, she definitely messed up. She was pitchy, and I'm like, okay, she has to catch it, and she has to make it better, you know? The best performance is kind of like the one that you can catch yourself and then deliver better.
Save it,
right? She didn't.
Wow.
So. I'm surprised the judges didn't tear apart even more.
No, they did, in the nicest way, I think. They said that it was her worst performance. They told her that.
True.
All right, let's move on to the other end of the spectrum. Someone that you, okay, another thing. You guys convinced me last week.
Yay.
I was not... It's not that I wasn't a fan of Avalon. I just didn't really pay attention. And she won me over in Final Judgment last week. There's something about her. There's this swagger about her that she just owns. She's genuine.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's what's cool. Like, what wins you over about her is she's not showy.
Yeah.
Like, you. Mm-hmm. She's one of those people that, like, you like once you get to know. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not trying to be your friend.
Want to know why? Dang, you can't see this camera, but I'm wrote down because she's part of that 619, baby.
Wait, where is 619?
San Diego. All right.
I'm obsessed Dago. With this girl.
Okay, so what do we think about tonight? Love yourself, Biebs.
She's so good. She's so sincere. She's so just like, this is me. This is how I'm going to sing, and you're going to like it because we do. And the judges are right. She has everyone in the palm of her hand.
She does.
And the best part is she's not overconfident. She's just like, this is me. This is how I've always been. You know,
she's if not
I
cocky, suck, this she's is confident.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm like obsessed
what's wrong with
being
her. Confident?
She reminds,
love that song.
Love you, Debbie. She reminds me of. I feel like if I was like in gym class or we were at school or something, I'd be like Avalon, sing to us.
Right?
Yeah. And she'd be like, all right, you remind me of a girl that I... Like, she's going to she's gonna end up singing a song like that.
Oh, she should sing that on the show.
I know, she should. That's good.
It's like, she's such an R&B, cool, like you said. And the swagger is a swagger we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I would love to see her
on all of American Idol. I do not think we've seen that.
If she won, I would be the happiest person.
MK a little bit, but she's from up north. That's a NorCal swag. She's got a SoCal swag.
MK was not confident. She didn't know how to work that stage.
Because you know what's kind of cool about her? She got swallowed by the competition. I could see her going on to be a huge pop star and having, like, who's the little girl from the UK that raps?
Lord?
No, that's in the...
I could see her, like,
Cher Lloyd.
Cheryl Lloyd? I was thinking old school.
I could see her, though. I could see her making a pop record and having a big stage show with dancers and stuff, but still being just as cool as she
is. Oh, I could see her collaborating with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, she's the only one in the competition tonight
that I could
see selling out Staples.
He's going to peep her out and see her swagger and be like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I got to do a duet with this girl. And I don't know if they dressed her if she dressed herself, but I loved what she was wearing. It wasn't like the big baggy sweater that she got swallowed up in. She showed her, and she was, I don't know.
It's comfortable, but I'll tell you right now, as a San Diegan, we're lazy. We're lazy.
Okay.
No, seriously. Because, like, I put this on just because, but she wore that on her interview that I posted on my Instagram.
Oh, really?
So it's like a new shirt, but that just, like, looks good that she's rocking. So she's riding
with
it.
I want that shirt.
Because
I
know I'm sure she's the type that likes, like, the looser thing. Yeah. It's just, it's so funny. I really want to find out what part of San Diego she's from.
And you can see...
No, you're fine.
I know,
And you can see from her wearing, like, the tighter... She has, like, a cute body in there, you know? So if she wanted to, she could. But she doesn't want to. So
we'll let you do it. We'll let you be there,
Look, I'm just a portal here for our fans on the chat roll. Here's a great question. This is from Joseph Bosa. Would she have done better on The Voice? Because think of the Idol Machine, the big Idol Machine.
No, because if she was on The Voice, she'd be back in San Diego right now.
Also, why? I feel like on The Voice,
because nobody The Voice. At least if you're on Idol, you get some semblance of a career. Mm-hmm. If you're on The Voice, you get like a stamp.
The fans don't get to really know the artists as people. Like, I feel like I already know this girl. I want to hang out with her.
You're more. I think that's. Ultimately, that's probably what American Idol has that The Voice doesn't. Everyone's like, what? The Voice is better, but it's you.
You don't
will
have that
not,
connection.
You never get. I cannot. I do the after show. I cannot tell you who won The Voice last year. I cannot tell anyone.
I honestly can't either.
I cannot tell you because it's so quick and the focus is on the judges.
The judges.
Yeah.
You don't. The voices are minimal. If they have a good performance, then you remember that, but that's about it. Whereas here, look how much we're talking about the cities that they come from and the stuff that they're doing, and that's the reason why we like them or why we think they're super annoying.
Or why I even hate them, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We're still talking about it. We could continue, but we still got a few more people to talk about, especially one of our favorites.
Oh, Lord.
Not Lord. Jordan Sasser, all by myself. What? We didn't like...
He got his hair.
He got a haircut.
His hair looks really good.
Yeah, it looks way better.
But, go ahead. Am I going to have to say it?
No comment.
No comment?
His hair looks really good.
You just don't do Celine Dion.
He did it for his audition.
Especially like that.
Well, I didn't like his audition either.
He has a nice voice. He was showy the way that the judges said. Celine Dion is huge. As much as you may love her, remember, she's the... That performer. Did you guys? Sorry, I did that because Lady Gaga did it in the halftime performance.
Celine always.
Exactly. Celine. She did a Celine moment where you really connect with it. And Jordan was more like, I felt like he was singing like, I'm on American Idol.
He wants to be Celine.
Right.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. You're probably watching, but.
Is this the end of the road for Jordan?
I think
I hope
it's
so.
It's the end I think, of the honestly, road.
I walked into the
I think that's like. He. Look at Avalon, who is just really good and doesn't have to, like, throw it in your face. And then look at Jordan, who is okay and throws it in your face. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like. If he at least...
I'm coming out! That's how it starts.
I know, right?
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
Pass.
All right. I think he may be in trouble too, but...
I want the world to know. Got to let it show.
Okay. Where do we go with that? I guess we're going to go
with...
Oh, no, 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 no.
We got one more.
We got to get to the creep.
Okay, I actually. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I totally skipped to say.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
You go
first. I'm too
quiet. That's really good.
Okay, I really like the part that Harry said he screamed at. He said that I think it's because you got frustrated where you were with the song.
Okay.
I didn't notice that.
It was like a note, but it wasn't a note. I don't know.
No, because that was when you started to feel, because there was moments in his performance, and he's one that I would like to see grow on the show and have a big moment, because I feel like he's got all the right tools and he's almost there. If he can finesse his voice a little bit more, he can make it really far.
Well said. I like the words that you chose there.
Thank you.
I'm on the other end of that because I like his voice. I like his story. I like who he is. I was especially worried even with Thursday's performance, and I saw it again tonight. Could he be too stylistic? He just stylizes his songs a little too much, and it could wear thin.
Yes.
Yes.
That's my concern. I like
him. Yeah, I agree with that, but I think if you hear all the different styles that he's doing, he's very talented and has quite the range, as opposed to what's
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie.
He just reminds me,
who
though,
is like range is like this small.
Yeah, he just kind of reminds me of Shawn Mendes, though, and Shawn Mendes is better. So
he reminds me of Shawn Mendes if Shawn Mendes did drugs in high school.
Okay, I'll take that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're your friends, Violet. I don't know.
I'm bored with these WGWGs. I'm sorry. He's like, he's good, but I want to see something else this season. I don't want to see that. He's whiny, and I'm bored.
So you want to see someone like La Porsche?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I want to say one note because everything's going to be really positive. A, I think she looked amazing.
Amazing.
She had the best outfit of the night. She started off really strong.
And
she
then
ended
she did
really
an Elsa
strong.
Walk.
There was one, like, 20-second moment in the song where I was kind of like, she's moving like she's got it. But if you just listened, it just kind of sounded like just subpar. But then she
but
got back
the
at the end.
But just the 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the 30 seconds.
Yeah, so I'd still give her an A+.
Yeah.
No, I thought she did amazing. She had her Elsa walk, you know, from Frozen. And she's like, here I stand. Bam, bam, bam. I mean, to make, not that it matters, but I want to mention her weight and mention that this is a perfect example of it. Like, I can give two shits and I would not want her looking any other way, but that way, but her way.
Because she's confident with who she is, and she wears
it
so well.
She does. She was just like, she was gorgeous to me when she was performing. Just
she is
it was, you know, because it was a good performance, and I liked the way she took that stage, and she made me feel like I had something to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you are, I don't, you know, no one's ever inferior nor superior to you, but above me in regards to performing. Where okay. this,
you're
like,
somebody I want to watch.
I'm
I'll
pay $30 to watch the show.
$30.
So, Violet, were you as passionate as the whole panel?
I love the show, and that's the general admission entrance that it would be.
Okay, that's how you do Idol. That's how you do it. You want to be in the top 10, top 12, top 5, top 2. That's how you do it. Like,
really?
You're not going to get up there and strum your little guitar and sing la-da-dee-da-da-dee or your little harp. You're going to leave everything you have on stage, and that's exactly what she did. And she did it amazingly.
Yes. Is it too early to call from a girl who's seen every season, every episode 3 times? Where does this rank?
I hope it's not another, I don't want to compare them, but I hope it's not another Jennifer Hudson where she gets kicked off like 5th or whatever. If she deserves to win it, I want her to win it.
Right
now, from what we've seen so far, she deserves to be in the top 10. From there, I feel like we're going to have to watch her every week.
Can I read a moment? Okay. I want to read something from the Lord since it is Ash Wednesday.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
She tweeted, okay, if La Porsche doesn't win Idol, there's something seriously wrong with America. I mean, good night. I stood up in my house. That's
right.
So Jason, does that mean
retweet.
Retweet.
Is she your American Idol?
Yeah, whatever Kelly says goes.
Yeah.
There it is. For the record. For the record.
Avalon or La Porsche?
February 10th.
La Porsche now.
Top 2.
I'm loyal. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be Kelly has spoken.
That would be an awesome
talk. And that was actually a perfect thing to read exactly after Violet said, if this is what you want to do, this is what you have to leave on the stage.
Very passionate. You can see. We can feel.
We were tired earlier, you woke us up.
We're not even going to do news and gossip, Zach, this week. We are going to move straight to predictions because we got a lot to talk about here.
We're going straight to church.
So can we just say who we want to leave? I think that's
yeah,
more
I think we should say who we want to go.
First of all, well, let's talk about who is our favorite.
All need to praise JC because he's just the sweetest, kindest little thing.
He's
like,
just
okay,
so
let's
nice.
Talk about the good stuff.
I know. Yeah, you kill him with kindness.
LaPortia and Avalon,
kindness.
I think we all agree. Top two.
LaPortia and Avalon.
My favorite tonight? Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Nope, yep. I think you
agree. I hate it when you're all around.
I know.
LaPortia's great, and then Carry the One, dot the lowercase J. I'm sold with Avalon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck yeah,
I
want to
say
are.
Who's going home now.
Okay, Jason, let us go.
Just based on tonight. His list.
Yeah,
okay,
tonight.
Okay, just based on tonight.
Okay, Stephanie mm-hmm. Negrete.
Because she spells her name with a Y.
Because she spells her name wrong. No, she doesn't have the it factor.
Mm-mm. She doesn't.
Jenna Renee. Mm-hmm. Forgettable.
Forgettable.
James the Eighth.
Mm-hmm. Forgettable.
Forgettable, and we've seen him too many times on the show.
Too many, unfortunately.
This is against my better judgment because I wanted her to go far, but Emily Brooke.
Yes.
Yeah. And Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
That's you agree?
Four. I agree.
That's five.
Yep.
Wow.
Do you have the same five?
They think
a lot. Can I give a five?
No. Absolutely.
Please.
It's your show.
Okay, Stephanie's gone. Sorry, girl. Jenna Renee's gone again. Sorry.
Not sorry.
Sonica's gone.
Ooh, sorry.
See,
Emily's gone.
I went between Sonica and Emily.
Emily is gone. I hope she's gone. And Jordan's gone.
Okay.
Wait, okay. Okay. All right.
We agree on all but one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who do you guys think is going to go home?
They don't have enough guys.
Yeah.
Enough
that's
guys.
True.
I told you. I remember.
It's a girl season.
It's a girl season. I think James. I think.
I mean, they said that in the beginning of like the episode, so it's not just us.
There were more girls and guys.
I'll tell you something after the air.
For the after show.
No.
Yeah.
Okay,
bad?
Super fans,
cry?
Let us know who you think the five that are going home tomorrow night before tomorrow night's show, which I believe is at 5 p.m. Eastern. So, with that said, now don't forget, in 2 weeks, we will be moving to Thursday nights, where we're doing a recap for, I guess, the live shows. So, with that said,
wait, Tuesday night?
Thursday.
Oh, sorry, are you sure?
Yeah. The
24th. I thought it was end of March.
Oh, the 24th.
End of February.
February.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So, I get paid the big bucks. All right. With that said, let us say goodbye. Hey, Jason.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Where
goodbye.
Can they find you?
Oh, you can find me seeing Jennifer Hudson in The Color Purple on Friday.
Yay!
What? Going to New York, huh?
Yes,
New York.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Super cute. You can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and that's it.
And natural and beautiful. Come on. Give
Thanks.
It up.
Thanks.
Yay!
Yeah, natural beauty.
Avalon, you inspired me.
And the queen of everything.
Oh, you can find
her at Victoria Justice.
Violet,
you can find me everywhere at Violet Kanyon and Periscope, which I've only done once, but I promise to do more.
You should do it tomorrow. Tim. We want to hear your opinion. So, Zach, thank you for putting up with us. Where can they find you, bud?
Hey, guys. I'm on everywhere. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. That's Zach Wilson.
Awesome! Yay. And you can find me at JC Rubio TV on Instagram, Twitter, and the Periscope. So, for Zach, Jason, Steph, Violet, I'm JC, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye,
bye,
everybody.
Bye.
No, Emily Brooke, no!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.